We all got TikTok-tified. TikTok-tified. Look
at you. Tic-tac-toe.
Yeah.
Well, you suck. I'm awesome. I could do this better than you. I'm way better than you. My gear's better than you. I don't think about it like that.
It's very hard for us to praise ourselves and to promote ourselves.
You know how many sports, games, concerts I shot for free to prove myself? I love creating moments that people are gonna remember forever. I love creating great high quality business portraits. And
can you compete with phones? How competitive are phones?
That's a wonderful question. That's a great question. I do music industry, I do business, I do products. I want even more. I wanna be a millionaire one day. I want a lot for my life and my wife.
For everybody who ever bought a DSLR camera, like they're a photographer now.
Chase that dream, follow that dream, do that. But make sure that you're learning and growing and say, oh, do you photograph this? Yeah, of course. I can photograph anything, everything.
All right, guys, today on a Business Hats podcast, I have a very special treat for you. One of the best photographers I personally know, Aaron Berkshire. Big on social media, high quality work. This guy have made it, living the dream. Aaron, thank you for being here. Are you living the dream?
Thanks for having me. I am 100% living the dream. Doing things through a camera that I never thought I could ever do. Like, it's crazy.
So would you say you're wearing a business hat of the photographer? Is it your hobby? I know it's your passion. I know you live the dream, but let's talk about business hat. Like, yeah. What does it take to run photography business? And do you feel like do you say that you're in business every day? Are you entrepreneur first and photographer second?
Right. Yeah, That's a good question. I get it quite often. It's like, are you a freelancer? Do you work for certain companies or do you work for yourself? Is it a hobby? I get that question a lot. And my wife and I, we actually started a corporation. A couple of years ago, we found an accountant. She helped us come up with a corporation. And under that corporation, we're able to have multiple streams of income through photography and videography because we do so many different forms, whether it's really more like for fun hobby, make a little bit of money versus something that's a big paid job. It all funnels in through the corporation. And then we own a business through that. But I guess you could call me an entrepreneur. I 100% believe in, owning your own business is a great way to go. And it's made all my dreams come true for sure. But I would definitely say it is a business. There is hobby sides. You know, I shoot a lot of fun things like football and sports and stuff. But the business side is, it's hard to really price things as a photographer because a lot of people will come at me and say, hey, well, like, what's your hourly? Or do you do this full time for a living? And I go, well, I don't really charge an hourly. I just kind of charge per project, you know, one rate. I'll just kind of take the idea of what it is and I'll just give you one price of what I charge for that one project as a whole. But it's definitely a business. It's definitely made a living for us. And
So as a category for most people, like perception is that is gig economy, right? Like we go to Thumbtack, it's almost for me like everyone is a photographer. The category is so scattered. It's almost like there's two professions like that. Everybody's a realtor and everybody's a photographer, right? Because everybody at least people think that they can sell a house. Like if you think about who is a realtor, like so many people got realtor licenses and it's kind of, but not many people made it to the top. The same with the photography. Everybody who ever bought a DSLR camera, like they're a photographer now.
Very easy to buy a camera, say you take pictures, call yourself a photographer.
Exactly. So what's the difference between business and gig, I guess, freelancer? Yeah.
Well, I think it starts with being more than just a photographer. You have to be, business minded, and that really goes if that's what you want to do for a living. You know, if you want to take pictures or, do full content creating like video and film and photography, and you want to do all those things together, you're more likely to create a more full-time financial income, but if you just want to take pictures, I always tell people in my personal like YouTube channel, I say all the time, if you just want to take pictures, you're probably not going to make enough money to buy a home or have a full-time like living. You have to incorporate things like become a videographer, become a social media marketing, become business minded, to really make just taking pictures. And it's so much more than that. It's who you are as a person. Like you said, the industry's flooded, right? So the one thing that's stuck out about me is who I am, my personality. There's tons of photographers out there that are really talented and really good, but they'll never make as much money as I do, and they'll never be who I am because they can never be me, right? And I
How do you stand out? What the journey looks like? How do you go to the top? How do you grow and raise above? Like, how do you build personal brand as a photographer? Yeah.
That's a great question, Dimitri. I think like building your personal brand, you know, and we all kind of nowadays in 2024, we all think like we're all human products, right? We're all selling ourselves, right? We're all just like, I'm advertising myself like I'm literally a product to be sold. But I think it's more than just your work. A lot of people will hire me just based off like my energy and the vibe that I bring into the room and my just my aura before they even see my photos or anything like that. They don't even need to see my work. So I think who you are as a person definitely speaks very loudly. And it's all about the way you sell yourself too, right? Confidence is very important, right? We've heard many speakers and you and a lot of people speak on how confidence is a very important thing. I can sell my work without someone even seeing my work. I can also guarantee that, you know, that I have more money invested in all my gear and all my knowledge that I've learned from we call it the College of YouTube. So I learned everything I know off of YouTube, right? I started watching YouTube videos. I fully decided I wanted to become a photographer in 2016 and the industry was flooded. And I thought, there's no way I'm gonna be able to make, you know, enough money to have a real career. And then I finally got on YouTube and I started my YouTube journey, right? And I learned video. I learned all the editing programs, like, you know, all the Adobe programs, Premiere, Lightroom, Photoshop, all these things to add to my armor, my arsenal of all of my tools, right? To make me great. But a lot of people can learn those things, but if they don't have the drive, and look at all these words, you know, right here around us, if they don't have the execution, the perseverance, the hustle, if they don't have all that stuff built in, then they might only make 20,000 a year as a photographer, you know? So for me, building my brand is I have a very strong wife behind me. We're a very powerful unit together, the two of us. We snowball off of each other. Everything I've learned, I've taught her. Everything she's learned, she's taught me. We sit in the same office with our desks in the office and we're constantly helping each other out. And I think that when you have a solid backbone, right? Like a wife and, you know, good friend and good support, and yeah, just being confident in yourself can sell you big time.
What's your biggest jumps in your success journey? Like, can you name few events?
Sure.
Or like you could tell like, okay, I was level one here. So if you are level eight here, what have taken place?
Yeah.
Who you met?
Sure.
What training did you take?
Sure. Let's see how easy I can simplify it. So like I started doing photography in 2016 and I was doing very small little concerts, right? 20, 50 people, little concert venues. And I was into music because I come from the world of music being an ex-musician. So I would go to small little concerts and I would take pictures of little no-name musical artists, right? And then I would just, my work, I was so focused on being the best at that moment in time, even if it was somebody small, not popular, no following, I wanted to be the best and give them the best they'd ever seen on a small level. And then, you know, a year passed by and then I would be shooting bigger shows and I would meet bigger rock stars. And it's really just the elevation from, you know, small, you know, medium-sized concerts to large festivals with thousands of people. So then I leveled up in music and I got to tour the whole country as a photographer and videographer for large acts, bands that perform in front of thousands of people. So I got to photograph alongside guys that, you know, very famous people getting tattoos of their band names and very, very famous people. And then I'm very thankful for the pandemic in a weird way, because without 2020 and the pandemic, my whole career wouldn't have shifted to what it is now. The whole music industry was shut down. So I literally said, I have no other goal right now than I want to learn how to shoot sports. I want to shoot football. I love football. I grew up watching football with my father. I love football. I never shot it before, right? So my next goal was I want to shoot my hometown football team, the Jacksonville Jaguars. I just had one goal. I said, I don't need any money. We'll make money some other way. I just want to shoot sports. You know, and then I showed what I was made of. You know, the number one thing that I always like to say to people is thank you for giving me an opportunity to show what I'm capable of. Because I know that I'm capable of so much and all it takes is that one opportunity. So I shot a high school kid and then I shot a little bit of, you know, more adults. And then all of a sudden here I am 3 years later, NFL, full-time NFL photographer.
How did you get that? Like, how did you earn that spot?
Yeah. So,
and how hard is it for someone watching it right now, starting like, hey, I want to do that. What did that journey look like?
It's very hard. I get DM'd all the time, probably every day. It's very hard to get there. My biggest advice is, you know, put in the work and the time, and you have to make connections just like any industry, just like roofing industry, industry, just like content creating, any industry that you're in, you need to meet people, right? You need to network, right? Networking is huge with you. I've heard you talk about networking and connections at the conventions for so many years now, right? And it's left a big impact on me as well. And I appreciate that from you having me there. But connections are one of the biggest things in this world. So when I was shooting some football and I got the opportunity to go shoot a game, a big game, an NFL game, right? I would make sure that I just talk to and get to know people that are involved with the organization, with the team. And then I would send them my work. I would send it to them personally. And then I would start DMing, you know, people on Instagram, everyone I could, just why not, right? Take a shot in the dark, right? And then people just saw how much I put into it. And 2 years ago, I got the phone call that I had an interview with the NFL, and I got the interview. But it is very hard to get that. There's a lot of thousands of shooters around the country that, you know, want to work for the NFL. And it's the top level of sports that you can get, right? Shooting.
Is that the best gig that you ever, the best job you ever got?
I will say no to that, though. As a hobby side, is it my favorite thing? Yes, I love the quarterbacks and the fame of the NFL stars, and they're all amazing humans, but it is not my favorite thing, because my favorite thing is we make full-time commercial product videos for Amazon products, and I do that with my wife together. And that career that we built together, that stream of income, is the one that's bought us a home, bought us beautiful cars.
That's where you make most of your money?
That's where we make most of our money.
On Amazon?
Not on Amazon.
Yeah, for Amazon sellers.
Through Amazon sellers, correct.
How did you grow that? Like, are you known in that niche?
Right, so that all started through my wife. So I'll just say Carly for my wife, right? So Carly, she works through a website called Fiverr. If anyone hasn't heard of it, they're very well known now. Commercials during the Super Bowl. So Fiverr.com gives you an opportunity to sell any skills that you have, right? Like Upwork, like these websites. Yeah. All you have to do is create a gig, right? So when I was touring the country with musical artists in 2018-19, my wife Carly, she started gigs like, I'll take a picture with your Amazon product, like a hairbrush or anything. And it just started small, right? $20, $30, $40, $50 gigs, right? But when the pandemic kicked in, I was able to really focus all of my skills and my talent and all my focus towards shooting my wife at home. And then that just took off for us because of our level of passion and our work ethic and our grind that we put into it. Now we're the number one sellers for Amazon product videos on the website Fiverr. If you go type in, you know, Amazon product video, we'll be one of the first ones to pop up with the most reviews, highest numbers. So, but yeah, I mean, I would say that is my favorite, because that's the one that's paid for our lifestyle. So I'm most grateful for that. My wife calls the NFL a glorified hobby. She says people think, yeah. Oh, did you buy your truck from the NFL? Paying the big bucks, right? The only people that make money in the NFL are the stars, the football players themselves, right?
But it's great for branding.
Yes. So that is huge for me, right? So I may not make the most money working directly for the NFL.
For that.
But I have gotten known for that. My Instagram has, I've gained, you know, thousands and thousands of followers over the past year and a half, 2 years, because of the work I do with these celebrity sports athletes, right? So it has been really great for my branding. And I will say that, of course, when your brand grows and your following grows, I have been able to make more money from other things that have come from that. So every bridge can lead to, you know, more things and more financial income.
Love it. Yeah. I mean, the same thing like in any business. So there's different marketplaces. What I'm hearing from you, and I use Upwork.
Yeah.
And, you know, we do a lot of graphic design and videography and stuff. I actually have a full-time employees in other countries through Upwork.
Yeah.
Like all my thumbnails on YouTube is made by the guy named Anthony in Uruguay.
Awesome.
So he's been with us like a year and a half, maybe 2 years. Yeah. All the thumbnails, all my roofing news, like all the slideshows.
Yeah.
Full-time.
Yeah.
And what I tell people all the time, you have to advertise, and the same even in your, like, if people see the Instagram life and success, but they don't see the journey. And what I tell people all the time, and you just confirmed it, is you have to advertise, you have to sell yourself well, you have to advertise, you have to throw yourself on the internet, Fiverr, Upwork, like all of it. But then, like, so you pretty much, it's your lead generation, right? Like, what else do you use to get the job? So you use Instagram, obviously. Mm-hmm. Is Instagram the best platform, social media platform for the photographer?
So I would say, because let's look at these different social media platforms, right? We have X, formerly as Twitter, which is mostly, I've always kind of thought of that platform as a place for you to get out your thought, right? You're not posting a picture, you're not posting video, you can, but it's mainly a place for people to post their opinions, right? When I think of Instagram, I think of Instagram as a photo gallery or a video gallery. When people ask me if I have a business card, I always tell them, no, I don't. My business card is my Instagram. Do you have a phone in your pocket? I'll give you my business card right now. It's Instagram. Here's my handle. And that's worked out really well for me too, because a lot of times physical business card could be left anywhere in the street, in your car, in the trash. It could be anywhere, right? Sure. But once they follow you on Instagram, and every time they open Instagram, they're seeing your business card in real life, right in front of, you know, your portfolio. So I do personally think for photographers and content creators, Instagram is one of the best platforms. But nowadays, you know, obviously we have all the controversy around a TikTok ban and all that stuff from the government, but TikTok is also another great place to be able to post now photos. Even they're actually encouraging you to post photos now.
What's better for the business? Because I feel like TikTok can be good for exposure, for followers, for numbers.
Sure.
But it doesn't convert to business for the most categories.
And you notice that a lot of followers don't jump platforms. You could have a massive following on TikTok and have 1% of following on Instagram. Or you could have a big following on Instagram and have 1% of that following on TikTok. So they don't always jump back and forth. Yeah. You make a follower fan, they're not just going to open Instagram and go follow you right away, right? So you're making a name and trying to build business separately, completely separately through these apps, right? People aren't always, you know, cross-apping, you know. So, but for me personally, our biggest network of financial income has been through the website Fiverr. We make six figures, 4 years in a row now. We've made six figures from Fiverr alone. Now that's more of my wife and I together as a business. Her face is the face of it, but it's together as a team. That's what we do. But as for Instagram, I would definitely say that it's a great place where you can meet clients and clients can DM you and say, hey, I love your work. How much you charge, you know, come out and shoot this and that. And I have made a lot of money from meeting people on Instagram. So
I know you've done our conference. Do you do a lot of other conferences? What else is very good for networking and stuff?
Yeah. I have, you know, honestly, just getting out and going and being social butterfly, going out to any kind of events that you can in an environment that you want to be in. You know, I love the events and the conferences that you've brought me to 5-6 in a row through the years. You know, a lot of networking, great, great content, a lot of motivational speaking, and that's a great place, sure. And it's funny, I've talked about the roofing conference to my wife and myself. It's so much more than even a roofing conference. Like I personally don't, you know, care about roofing. You know, roofing's not a part of my interest, but all the business knowledge that you all preach from stage and all the personality and all the wisdom coming from all of you business owners. Like it doesn't matter if you're in a roofing business or if you're a successful photographer like myself, you know, I feel like roofing process conference, that's the name of it, but you could speak from any kind of successful business owner, you know, in a way, you know. So I've learned so much from that. But honestly, just getting out to any kind of events and just responding to people on social media is very important. I think nowadays people like to not respond to people and their messages. And you can really make a lot of money and make a lot of customers and network through these apps. And a lot of people forget.
That's the rod.
I think that's the hot rod.
Yeah.
Pause. That's not the hot rod. That's the rice burner.
That's the BMW.
Yeah. He's filming.
Oh, no. You don't need that.
Yeah.
You don't need that.
It's good. I'll just pick it up from there. But yeah, I just feel like you can network through much more than just in person. You know, going places in person is great, but not all the time people can actually physically get out and go places, right? So it's very important to acknowledge people through these apps and they give us these platforms to talk to people. It's endless.
That BMW just outperformed one. So I was on the stage in the theater a lot, and we, like my teacher who was teaching theater, said that any cat will outperform actor on stage. So like, imagine you have a performance, you have great actors and stuff, and you know, 500 people watching the performance, but if the cat walks in the room and just goes like by, I don't know, like by the side, 500 eyes will be there. It doesn't matter who is
what's
there
going on.
And we've been told like, hey, it doesn't matter how good you are, any cat will outperform
exactly,
you.
Yeah.
Any car will outperform you. And even right now, like attention span is so small, it doesn't matter. You can have like Patrick Bet-David here and
anybody.
You know, mice will run through it. Like you're like, ah, oh, look at that. Like you can't compete with that.
Attention spans have definitely gotten short nowadays. They say it's, you know, when it comes to something like what I do, photography and creating content in general, if you're not locking people in within the first like 2 seconds,
yeah,
they're gone.
It's called TikTokification.
Yeah.
We all got TikTokified. TikTokified.
What are you? Tic-tac-toe.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, it's, that's what it is. We're so used to scrolling, which I kind of hate, because even myself, I noticed that, you know, if I go and I watch an interview, like my phone, you know, keeps giving me these notifications, and your brain kind of goes like, go check Instagram, go check that, right? And once you're there, you just stuck like scrolling and watching the time. Like it's not good for us. Yeah. It's a waste of time a lot of times. But if you are a business owner, if you wear that business hat, it can be a huge advantage. Yeah. I want to talk about something really quick. You said it earlier, and I really like it, that in... So you said it earlier that you started selling yourself. So a lot of people, like, I find it fascinating. Like, as a human beings, we love to talk about others. Like, it's very easy for us to promote other person. Like, do you have good mechanic? Oh, I have great mechanic. And we'll speak about him, we'll sell him. Like, you know, it's very easy for me to talk about you. Guys, you know, anybody wants a photographer? Aaron is a great photographer. You know, I've hired him, like, nothing, right? It's very easy for me to praise you, but it's very hard for us to praise ourselves and to promote ourselves.
Without sounding.
Exactly. So most business owners, they, you know, like in my industry, in the roofing industry, like I deal with the business owners where I have to teach them, like, hey, you have to get out. You have to go on the internet and you have to tell people how great you are. And people will not do it. They'll say, well, my work speaks for me. I'm like, no, it doesn't. That's why you're freaking broke. You're doing great work, but you have to have... do you think it's a lack of confidence? Like, how did you learn, like, to go out and sell yourself and present yourself?
Yeah. You know, like what you just said, you know, let my work speak for itself. You know, you can't always rely on that, because I tell people all the time, like, I think there's tons of thousands of photographers out there that are as good as me or better
exactly.
than me, but they could never be me up here. You know what I'm saying? Like, they all have, a lot of people can buy an expensive camera. Anybody can go drop $3,000 or $4,000 on a camera, a couple thousand on a nice lens, get on YouTube and learn it, but they'll never see it through my eyes the way I do. I'm selling myself to you right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No one can ever see it through my eyes, because I'm an artist, I'm a creator, and I see things differently. That's how I sell myself.
So how are you different from others? Like, what difference? What's true difference exactly. between you and everybody else?
It doesn't matter what camera I shoot with, whether it's a $200 camera or a $10,000 camera. I can create amazing content just from the way that I see it, the way that I move around, the way that I can just see it in real life, you know? And it, especially, like, it just comes with experience too. Like, you know, I can easily think about, well, people can go buy a camera tomorrow and learn a little bit of YouTube, but they can't gain my 8 years of, you know, how long have you been in the roofing industry? How long, you know, when you're selling yourself, you're selling your experience. You're selling how legit you have been for so long. My wife in our fiber business, she doesn't even have to let the work or anything speak, the numbers speak, because you see how long we've been doing it and you see all the reviews and you see all those numbers. That does speak for itself. But she also has to, you know, when she's speaking to these people in other countries around the world, you know, on Fiverr, she also does have to come off, you know, it's confident without sounding like a cocky asshole. You know, you want to be confident, but you don't want to come off as a jerk, right? So how do I sell myself cocky, or how do I sell myself without sounding cocky, right? It's really just a matter of your experience and your wisdom in a coming through in a humble form. You know, I'm a big believer in Jesus. I'm a Christian. I want to have a good heart and I want to be the best man that God created me to be. So I'm not going to go up to somebody and think, well, you suck. I'm awesome. I could do this better than you. I'm way better than you. My gear's better than you. I don't think about it like that. In fact, I'm always trying to help and bring up people that I meet that are young and wanting to learn. I have no, you know, the world could never be too flooded for me, because nobody could ever be me. I'm very unique. I'm very good at what I do. And it's confidence that resonates through my, you know, through my tone, you know?
There's also, I love that you talked about it, because there's arrogance and there's, you know, like good confidence. But we also have people in your industry, and we have a lot of them, who claim that they're good, who sell themselves really well, but the word, like, sucks. How do you find a good photographer? Like, I'll give you an example. Like, we actually hired a few people, you know, they all have a good camera, but they use standard settings. They don't know, even know how to go change apertures and, right? Like, but they're like, yep.
But maybe when you talk to them, they sounded very confident.
Yeah, because they sell themselves. I'm the best of the best and I have the best camera, but they don't know how to use it.
Yeah.
So how do you hire someone? How do you interview a photographer to find out if he is good, like really good? Mm-hmm. The same goes for videographers. There's a lot of people, oh, we do videos, and then they'll show up. Yeah. They'll have all the equipment that we have, but the quality of the product, attention to detail is not there. The art is not there. They just don't care.
I think, let's look at it. I'm gonna bring in sports for a minute through looking through a different lens, right? Looking through, when you're a coach and you're bringing in a college football player, you can hear them speak about being confident all day long about the way they play the game. They can be confident, but you're also going to go look at that tape though, right? You're not just going to bring a guy in on a contract, pay him millions of dollars just because you like the way he sounded. He has all the right features, right? You're still going to go watch all the tape and see his play, right? So if someone can, you know, for instance, someone could be totally sold on me as a person, but you're always going to want to still look over that portfolio to look at what they've done. You know, how big in roofing industry is reviews and customer word of mouth, right? How important is that to business, right? You want people to speak very highly of you. So you would hire a photographer without even looking their portfolio if a good friend of yours said, everything he's done for us is amazing. You trust person, you trust friend, right? You trust your friend. So you would hire that person just from the confidence that your friend has in that creator, right? So I think there's multiple different ways. You know, you want the encouragement, or you want to encourage someone and creators coming up, you know, photographers, you want to encourage them to be confident and sell themselves on a very, you know, good confident level. But you're still going to want to go look at their work or listen to people they have worked for. I think that's very important.
You know what we do? So I work with a lot of freelancer because we do, you know, a lot of clients. So now we're in photography, videography, all of that for us and clients. And we deal, like, I live on Upwork. I mean, I spend so much money on Upwork. Here's what I found out. Like, the best way to is to try someone. Like, you go through applications, you see their reels, and you see what they do. So you look at their work. And there's always, like, price, quality, you know, like, match or mismatch. And you will never know until you try. So here's what I do. And this is maybe advice to another business owner who's hiring talent on a regular basis. I've done it for the past 3 years, like, probably 5-6 times. So we'll come up with a task. Let's say we need a voiceover talent. Like, we had the videos that we had to translate to Spanish one time. So we went through 3 different people. Recently, we did a like, this is a good example. So we have a script that we need. We were looking for talent to voiceover, pretty much spokesperson for the camera, right? So I found 3 people that I wanted to try. Actually, it was 2 girls, and then we found a guy. So one, we're saying on her profile that she charges $150 per minute or per video, per hour, $150 per hour. And another one was saying she's charging $100 per hour. We like both of them. So one of them is, you know, 30% cheaper. And then we did a script, and we did 3 scripts, and so it's 1 minute each, and we send it identical scripts to both people. So the one that was charging $150 at the end took 5 days to do the work, and it cost us almost $2,000. Other one, the one who was charging, no, the $100 an hour ended up being $2,000 for 3 videos. $150 one ended up being $1,150. And she did a 24-hour turnaround. We actually paid extra $150 per video to do extra. So she was faster, she was cheaper, but on application, she actually charging more. So what I learned is sometimes people, high-quality people, high-quality talent, they charge more hourly, but they get shit done faster and they're more pleasant to work. And people who charge less oftentimes take longer. Yes. And the only way to find out is to actually give them work. So what we do, if before I hire someone, like, I will do, and I actually have done it so many times. I have people, you know, come to me, it's like, oh, Dmitry, your thumbnails suck. You know, I can make them better. And I know my thumbnails are good. I said, all right, I'll tell you what. pick any three thumbnails that you can improve, charge me whatever you want to charge them for them, go and do it. So the guy would go, do three thumbnails, send it to me, and they look like shit. So I send, I show it to my team, guys, here's our thumbnail, and this is improvement. And the guy would charge $150. I'll pay him, you know, $150 or whatever he charges. You know, but you can't talk shit if you cannot deliver. If you tell me you can make a better headshot of me, you better deliver it. But testing talent is the only way to go, because you can't trust their applications, their pricing.
And it goes right into the world of creating content and photography. Like, you know how many sports, games, concerts I shot for free to prove myself, to be able to get the paid gig? Because sometimes...
Do people take advantage of you?
Oh, I've been taking advantage plenty, especially having, you know, wanting to be a person that has a good heart. I've been taking advantage of tons of times. But you live and you grow, right? As you own a business through the years, you make less mistakes to where you get used and taken advantage of, right? I don't let those things happen to me anymore. But I still go shoot things for free just to show somebody what I'm capable of, because I want to get paid what I know that I'm worth. So I'll easily go shoot a football game or a concert for free. You know, for instance, this next weekend, there's big, huge festival at Daytona 500 called Welcome to Rockville, big rock festival, right? A couple of the days I'm getting paid to shoot a couple different acts, right? But the other days I'm still going to go for free and shoot acts. And maybe next time those acts come around, I can financially benefit off of them, just because they don't know what I'm capable of and they don't know who I am. They're about to know who I am and they're about to see how good I am.
So what do you do with that? You take a picture of them, you post on social media?
Tag them, sure. Tag them, send it to them. And it's, and you know how many times that's worked for me too? The whole beginning of my career, all of 2017, I lived in Brooklyn, New York City, and I would train to Manhattan and go to a little concerts every single night as much as I could. I would go to these little concerts and I would shoot all these bands for free. And then 2 years later, I'm touring full time, making an income just because I did all that. So yeah, I mean, sometimes you have to test it and show what you're worth, right?
Where's the money in photography? Like, where can you make money today? What's lucrative? Right. Is it is there money in?
I think it's depending on
weddings.
There's definitely money in wedding photography. Probably one of the one of the highest profitable things when it comes to photography would be shooting weddings. But you have to be in the right part of country. A lot of people don't even want to get married anymore. So it's a very specific niche, right?
And it's also, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, right. And it's also a very flooded industry, right? So, like, for instance, my wife and I are a team with our wedding photography business, right? And we have to constantly try to show that we're better than other teams just like us. There's tons of husband, wife, little duos that shoot weddings. So I'm constantly on the fire is there for me to want to prove that we're better than anybody else. My turnover time's faster. My quality's better. Everything's better, right?
But what's the going rate? What's the average?
Ranges from where you live, right? So someone who's maybe not even as good as me in New York City or New England or California could charge $10,000 to $15,000 for a wedding, when we only charge $5,000 to $10,000 here, five being like my minimum, just because of where we're at in Florida and the.
How many pictures do you take on a wedding day?
Oh man, thousands. Thousands, and I deliver hundreds fully edited. But you know, when it comes to, I want to be very specific on this point though. When you say where's the money in photography, I don't think there is much money in photography. I think you have to take on, now you can be a successful photographer based on what your frame of mind of success is. If you want to make $50,000 a year and live in one bedroom or two bedroom apartment, then that's what your happiness level, that's what you want, right? So you are successful. That's what you want, right? I wanted much more than that. We wanted to buy a big home. We wanted to have cars. I want even more. I want to be a millionaire one day. I want a lot for my life and my wife. But being a photographer alone, I don't think there's any part of photography, even weddings, where you can make amazing money. You have to bring in things like video. It's a video day and age. It means way more to people right now in the year, in our day and age. I always say it's a video day and age. People want to see video way more than they want to see a picture. Videos, TikTok, Reels, they go way more viral. They get more attention. They get more clicks, more numbers. So to make more money in the long run, I highly encourage everyone who has a camera to do both, to become an all-around content creator. That name, that title is I don't even love that title as much anymore because it's so used, right? Everyone's a content creator. A girl on TikTok, a dude doing anything. Everyone's a content creator. If you're making content, you're a content creator. I like to think of myself as a photographer, cinematographer, a filmmaker that makes, you know, all kinds of different videos. But when it comes to financial income, I think if you're not doing video, then you're missing out on 50% more of money you could be making.
You agree. Is it possible to make a career if you do it part-time? Well, you have to go all in.
Yeah, you know, that depends on who you are in your life and what you do. If you're, you know, if you love being a chef and you love being a photographer on the side, then that's your life. You love being a chef and cooking food and you love that. Me, I love my camera. I love creating moments that people are going to remember forever. I love creating great high quality business portraits and every like things that you've hired me for. That's all I want to do, right? So I took on video. I took on all these things that we do weddings. I do music industry. I do business. I do products. I do, sports, NFL. So I have 5 different streams of income right now, monthly, all through the camera. And it just depends on what your level of success is. I want to make hundreds of thousands of dollars every year. So we do video, but if you're just, you know, it's all about how small, you know, your bubble is. If you just want to be a photographer for weddings, you're going to hit a stop sign. You're going to top out. If you just want to be roofing photographer, there's only going to be so many roofers, you know, so obviously branching out, you know, a camera can lead to millions of different things.
How much all your equipment cost?
Right now, I'd probably say I have about $80,000 worth of equipment right now. I have six cameras. I have probably 10 lenses, 2 drones, 3 gimbals, tons of miking equipment, probably 7 aperture lights around my house.
What's your favorite set, favorite camera to work with?
My favorite right now is a Canon R3 with my 85mm 1.2 lens. And then my second favorite camera is my new Sony A9 III with really any Sony G Master lens for a more video approach to things. So I love my Canon R3 for photography and I love my Sony for video, even though they both do both well, right? I take tons of great video on my Canon and I could take great photos on my Sony, but I would say I equally love, they're both cameras are $6,000 each. Like, and so I always say when I take a picture of somebody right now, this funny thing I always say is that's a $10,000 photo. Because my camera's worth $6,000, my lens is worth $2,000 or $3,000, plus a $100 memory card, you know, whatever. So this is a $10,000. Every photo I take could be a $10,000 photo, you know.
Can you compete with the phones? How competitive are phones?
That's a wonderful question. That's a great question. You know, they shot. There's a very popular show on Netflix called Stranger Things, and my wife and I love this show. Right, a lot of kids, a lot of people love this show. Last season, which came out about 2 years ago, a year and a half, they did a whole sequence, action sequence in the show promoting the new iPhone. I think it was the iPhone 14, 13 or 14, whatever, in cinematic mode. So this whole action sequence where the police break into the house or they go in and there's gunfire and there's all this, they shot that whole sequence on an iPhone. And when it comes to photography, iPhones are amazing. Androids, Google phones, the technology through phones right now is amazing. But there's one thing that a phone doesn't have, and there's one thing that a phone could never, ever do. Maybe eventually they'll make something to do it, but right now it's my $4,000 lenses. My $3,000 to $10,000 lenses. You can't twist on a 1.2 85mm, beautiful. The technology behind this fat lens that creates these portraits that you love, that I take of you, right, with the super blurry, beautiful portrait background, the aperture so low. A phone can imitate it, but it's never going to have the same look as a Canon or a Sony, especially through those lenses. That's why those companies will never go out of business.
But they have attachments now. Like,
it'll never be the same. It'll just never be the same. But I'm not going to dog the quality of a phone. Can a phone create the same video and photography that I can come out and create for you? Absolutely not. But can that phone create content to make your business thrive? Absolutely.
Who influenced you the most?
Who influenced me the most?
Or who you look up to, sure. Like who you follow, where you get your inspiration.
Yeah, I mean, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, number one, and my wife, number two. Peter McKinnon, a YouTube photographer, he's my number one influence when it comes to just being a creator in general. I watched
his growth. He's so technical.
You know who he is? You know who he is? Yeah, I mean, he's one of the biggest photographers. I mean, he's the face of Canon right now. So in my eyes, he's one of the biggest photographers in the world. But when I first came across Peter McKinnon, it was on YouTube, and he only had about 30 or 40,000 subscribers. And he taught me almost everything I know when it comes to just all the basics and the effects and all the video editing. He taught me so much. I call him my college professor. So I watched him all of 2016, 2017. I still watch from time to time, obviously, but he was my professor. Like, I learned so much for 3 years of watching him almost every day.
For free.
Right. That's right. I'm actually proud to say that I'm a high school dropout. My wife and I make six figures a year, 3 years in a row now. We've well over, we've done well over what we ever thought or dreamed we could. But I'm a high school dropout, seventh, eighth grade, stopped doing schoolwork, focused on music, and I was skateboarding. And, my mind was not with school, but I never thought that YouTube could give me the opportunity to learn a career. And I just fell in love with the camera, because I always loved just art and pictures. When I was in music, people were always taking pictures of me. I would do the posed, band pictures, and like we would always take pictures, and I always thought it was cool. So when I started dating my wife, when she was my girlfriend in the beginning, she was a photographer since she was like 16. So she had already, she would come see me perform and she would bring her camera, and I would say, "Man, that's fun. That looks awesome. Can I use your camera to shoot my friends?" She was like, "You don't even know what you're doing." And I was like, "Whatever, I'll learn, whatever." But I went home and I got on YouTube and I just learned everything that I could. YouTube gave me the opportunity to go from making $30,000, $40,000 cooking in a restaurant on a line cook, flipping steaks, all the way to, six figures a year through a camera, all because of YouTube. YouTube could use me for a commercial, because I have a whole life that I'm so grateful for
me
because
too.
Of YouTube.
Same thing.
I love great. YouTube.
YouTube rocks. I think last time I checked, they pay out like $60 billion to creators. Like, think about that economy. It's huge.
I have to go, going off YouTube paying creators. And what's so crazy is I personally haven't become successful on YouTube. I just broke 1,000 subs on YouTube, but I've gone through different things. I started my YouTube channel over 10 years ago. I was playing music on my YouTube channel, same channel through all these years, different kinds of content, but my following on Instagram, my 35,000 followers on Instagram, they don't go over to my YouTube to see what YouTube content I'm making. Like I was speaking
it's
earlier
separate
on.
Business.
It's separate, right? So I have a great following on Instagram.
YouTube now, it's all shorts. If you start doing shorts.
Right, yeah. No, I know.
We start doing some roofing accounts. We have one, in 30 days, guy have 200 subscribers. Like, yeah. YouTube is just blowing up right now.
So what I was going to say, though, is that there's so many different ways you can become successful through YouTube. Like, for instance, a lot of people like Peter McKinnon, yourself, a lot of people will find success through being a creator on YouTube, right? I found success through learning on YouTube. So I'm personally not, anyone on YouTube. I don't have any subs. I don't make a dollar from YouTube. But what I do is I learn from what YouTube has to offer me, and I make money from those skills and things I've learned, in the real world. So if it wasn't for YouTube teaching me my skills for the camera, I wouldn't be able to use the camera to make the money. So I don't make money being a YouTube creator, but I'm thankful for YouTube for teaching me to go and make a living, without being famous on YouTube.
Love it. What do you think about kids these days just wanting to be creators, content creators, influencers, photographers?
It's probably one of the most popular things around now, right?
Yes, but, what's the limit? Because, we still need regular jobs. Someone still need to put the roofs on, do the...
Yep. And our country and our world needs more of that, right? And I think the one thing you could just say, and I hope everyone hears this one loud and clear, everyone still needs to touch grass. Mm-hmm. Everyone needs to get outside and do something physical. We still need all kinds of people to build houses and roofs and plumbers and technicians and electricians. And we need so much more in this world that also you can create content for, sure. But we need so much more in this world than just being content creators. And what's crazy is you can be a photographer and a content creator for all these kinds of businesses. You don't think, the plumber or the electrician or the roofer needs content. Yes, they do.
You can
be a content creator for anything. You could literally do anything and create content, right, and put it up. But I think when it comes to kids being so, I think they're more inspired by wanting to get paid from TikTok and being creators doing something in their living room. Create content. But don't forget to get outside. Love do something it. Physical.
Let's finish on this. Yeah. Give advice to someone who already made their mind on becoming photographer or take it to next level. So they know it's their passion, maybe it's their hobby, maybe in their family they know and is photographer, and they want to do what you did, you know.
Yeah.
Give them tips, advice on this journey, how to become successful, what to start, pros and cons, and what to do, what not to do.
I think one of the first things you should always remember if you're young, or no matter what age, people pick up a camera at 40, right? Or 16, right? It doesn't matter. I think you can't narrow down your creating your content and your photography down to one thing. That's the most important thing, because just because you may love football and you want to photograph football, that can't not be the, you have to just open your, you have to open your mind to becoming a photographer, to multiple different, because if you have people that want to pay you money for shooting their wedding, pay you money for shooting their sports, shooting their family photos, shooting roofing conference, shooting events, shooting food, all anything, right? You just want to remember that you may love something and you may have a dream of, I want to be an NFL photographer like myself. You may have that dream of, you want to shoot that one thing. Chase that dream, follow that dream, do that. But make sure that you're learning and growing to photograph, especially if you're just photography or video too, you know, what photography, video, it all falls under content creating. Don't be just glued to one thing, because that one thing is always going to have a stop sign financially. If you want to make money, you know, if you just, again, if you want to just make a certain amount of money to your level of happiness and live in one bedroom apartment, cool, that's fine. But if you are solely focused on being successful and owning a business and being more than just a photographer on Instagram, and you want to make enough money to maybe even buy a home one day in this economy, learn and open your mind to want to shoot many different things. I like to think of myself as a master of many different styles, everything. And say, oh, do you photograph this? Yeah, of course. I can photograph anything, everything. And I think that's the most important thing. I think definitely get on YouTube and learn your aperture, your shutter, your ISO, your settings. Learn the basics of content creating when it comes. And that stuff applies through video and photography. I'm not going to speak on phone content. But you can start on your phone. You can start taking pictures on your phone. You got to start somewhere, right? Not everyone could just go buy a $2,000 camera. You know, and when I say I have $80,000 worth of gear, that has been $10,000 to $20,000 at a time in credit card debt. So you also have to be willing to take a risk on debt, right? All the debt that I've put my wife in has led to so much success because of the technology that we've invested in. So you have to believe in yourself, and you have to also invest in the right kind of gear. Every photo I take of you is a $10,000 picture with the gear that I have. So, but definitely, you know, be open-minded. Don't just be niche towards like one thing, because you will cap out financially over the one thing, you know?
Agreed. Yeah. Guys, join the conversation. Comment below if you have any questions for Aaron. I read all of my comments. I love having conversations in comments about the business. Anything related to photography business or hobby of yours, if you're in a space, comment below. Let's talk. Continue conversation below. I'll see you guys on the next podcast.